Hello and welcome to the latest health news that you will not see on the mainstream media, and that's what I'm here to do here today. Walmart pork found to contain deadly superbugs. Now, this is a story that I wanted to share out because actually I shared it out before recently on Facebook on a page that I manage, and people were actually like pretty surprised to hear this. But you know, it's not surprising to me that I see something in the store that has like, you know, bad bacteria, which we know again is going to outnumber cancer deaths. That's superbugs, which are resistant to antibiotics, which means you can't get rid of them, and they become these like invulnerable bacteria strains within your body that just wreak havoc. So we don't want this in our system, right? But how do we get rid of it? Maybe try some oil of oregano, maybe try some colloidal silver, but let's look at the deeper situation. What is it that you're consuming? Again, right? Is it meat that you just got off the store and you're like, oh, well, it's the cheapest meat I'm gonna buy? Is it meat that you're saying, oh, well, it's organic, so I'm trying my best? Or is it meat that it's like even better? You get it from your local farm, you meet up with the farmer, you know exactly what it's feeding, they give you a tour of your farm, right? I mean, but is anyone going to actually put that effort into doing that? Because that would actually tell them, well, this is exactly what I'm consuming, right? So it says, tests conducted by the group, the results of which were published by Food Dive, show that as much as 80% of the pork products sold at Walmart locations throughout the Mid-Atlantic region are contaminated with superbugs, while 37% contain three or more different varieties of superbugs. So, you know, you talk about bacteria in school being everywhere and how you got to wash your hands and all that. Is that really going to fix this problem that's only growing with that information in mind? And is it because, oh, it's, this person's not washing their hands? It's like blaming the person that's not vaccinated and saying, oh, well, everyone that's vaccinated is sick because the one person in the crowd did not get vaccinated. But, you know, looking at that logic, is that so true? When we can look at the immune system, what does the immune system do? It becomes resistant by understanding a virus, by learning to become better, right? And these superbugs learn to become even better than the antibiotics we use to kill them, which is what makes them super. It makes them undefeatable. So Target and Costco has already committed to making their much safer pork products even safer by the year 2022. And let's hope they do that. Let's really hope they do that. So then we have Kroger has also agreed to strengthen its animal welfare policies for its pork suppliers, including working towards a commitment to complete elimination of gestation crates for breeding sows by the year 2025. Again, you know, these are promises. We hope that they get through, because people are asking for it. People are becoming aware. As you saw, there's 10,000 people saw this article, but we need more people than that, because this is not mainstream media information, right? But yet this is such an alarming report. Superbugs, again, something that's going to outnumber cancer deaths. Are we concerned? Then you need to share the message. We need to spread this information. So says the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, has yet to go after the retail chain, even as it continues to crack down on raw milk, CBD, and other naturally safe food products because of their alleged risks, right? So while the FDA is focused on all this, are they focused on something that's right here that we see in lab studies has superbugs, which is absolutely insane, in my opinion, probably even more important than raw milk? I mean, raw milk raids have been going on now for a while by the FDA, and they're so concerned about it. But you know, what are Americans consuming the most of? They're consuming the pasteurized, heated, processed milk, as I also show in the Food World Order video. Please check that out if you're interested. It will tell you the certain foods that you should avoid and the certain foods that you're not often told about, actually, which is in that occult section, that middle part of the pyramid, that the part that's detached, if you will, the part you don't see exactly. So the researchers find that cocoa flavonoids can help improve mobility and quality of life for the elderly. So we see that cocoa is great for mental states and a whole bunch of things. I showed it in my latest videos as well. It cuts heart attack in half, right? So looking at it for elderly, we see it's even more important. It says flavonoid-rich cocoa supplements may be linked to improvements in heart health, mobility, and overall quality of life for the people over the age of 55, according to a new study published in the Journals of Gerontology, Series A, right? So that is really cool. Every time there's a study about cocoa, I gotta be on it because I love chocolate. Don't be afraid of chocolate. Try to consume dark chocolate, maybe 75%, 85%. Get the higher percentage of cacao. Those are the healthier forms of chocolate because that is real chocolate that you're getting your hands on, and try not to get the milk chocolate because then you're kind of ruining the effects of the healing and capabilities. Dairy is a problematic substance for a lot of people, actually, and we see actually goat milk can be a complete alternative to cow's milk. So why cannabis is the future of medicine. Now, I work with a doctor who actually believes this to be true as well, and it's not just because he gives out medical marijuana, but because it gives his patients another option to treatment. You know, we don't have to be stuck on this is the treatment, this is the treatment, this is the treatment, and there's nothing else, and this is where how you make your money, and it's not about, you know, is it about making money or is it really about making someone better? And truth is, if you're making somebody better, then these drug companies will go out of business. So it says the future of medicine rests on the fundamental right we all have to use things that spring from the earth naturally as healing agents. Why should cannabis used for at least 10,000 years by humankind to alleviate suffering be excluded from this inexorable mandate? So just look at the list of amazing proven therapeutic actions of this plant, and there's even more here, and there's studies to back it. If you're interested, please look up this article. It's called "Why Cannabis is the Future of Medicine" on Green Med Info. Please check that out if you're interested. It has a whole bunch of studies on it, and they have databases about it as well.